In our text today, we find some very interesting words from Jesus in an incident that he faced with the Jews that were around him where he was teaching in this particular case. And it's here in this Gospel of John that we find some words that support what we theologians call the doctrine of eternal assurance, eternal security. In other words, I hate to say it this way because this is not really the proper way to say it, but once saved, always saved. Rather, it is once you have believed and received salvation, as Paul says in Ephesians, we are sealed into the day of redemption. And Jesus here says that we shall never perish. In fact, no one can snatch the believers out of his hand. But I want to talk a little bit more in depth, in fact, for the next 3 weeks about sheep. I'm going to be talking about sheep here a little bit because there's some interesting things that we tend to read about sheep and just happen to glaze over and keep on going. Sheep are a big part of our Bible. The sheep are referred to many times in our Bible. In the Old Testament, sheep were considered part of a person or a family or a man's wealth. If they were wealthy, they had large flocks, especially of sheep. Sheep provided many things for the families. In the Old Testament, the perfect sheep, the perfect lambs, were used as sacrifices. The Psalms refers to God's people as God's sheep. In the New Testament, Matthew and other gospel writers describe the crowds as they came to Jesus where Jesus was teaching and around the lakes. They describe the crowds as appearing as sheep without a shepherd. In other words, they were lost. They were hopeless and helpless. Isaiah says, we all like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. So we wandered off from the right way. So symbolically, sheep are used throughout the Bible to describe people, God's people, those who have chosen to live God's way. So we say, well, all right, technically, who are God's sheep? The Bible tells us God's sheep are the ones who follow the good shepherd that God has provided. That good shepherd is Jesus Christ. Contrary to pop culture teaching today, folks, everyone is not God's sheep. I want you to understand this. You may disagree with me, but I challenge you to research it. Don't just listen to my voice. Listen to God's voice. Everyone in the world today is not God's sheep. In fact, according to Jesus himself, he came to the Feast of Dedication at Jerusalem. It was winter. This would have been Hanukkah, the Festival of Lights that we call it now. Jesus was in the temple area walking in Solomon's colonnade. And the Jews gathered around him as he was teaching. And he said, how long are you going to keep us in suspense? If you really are the Christ, tell us plainly. All right? But Jesus said, I did tell you. But you didn't believe me. He had just recently healed the man that was born blind and revealed himself to this man as the Messiah. Remember when he met with the woman at the well, the Samaritan woman, and she said, we know that Messiah is coming. And Jesus said, I whom you see, I am he. I am the Messiah. Some people say that Jesus never claimed to be the Messiah or the Son of God. Yes, he did. The Bible specifically says that Jesus claimed to be the Son of God. And these Jews said, why don't you reveal it to us? Tell us the truth. Don't keep us in suspense. Jesus said, I did tell you. In fact, the miracles that I do in my Father's name speak for me, but you don't believe because you're not my sheep. In other words, he's saying the miracles that I did are only miracles that Almighty Yahweh could have done. If I'm not the Messiah from Yahweh, the Son of Yahweh, then I couldn't have done these miracles. They speak for me, who I am. But you're not my sheep because you don't believe. So what he's saying here is that not everyone is his sheep because not everyone believes in him. We're going to start to talk about sheep here in the next 2 to 3 weeks. There's three things that sheep need. Three things that sheep need. And interestingly, there are three things that people need, and they're all the same three things: protection, nourishment, and peace. Those are the three things that sustain sheep in life and sustain human beings: protection, nourishment, and peace. And in Jesus' case, he says, "I am the good shepherd." He said to them, "I'm the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." Now he's saying to those that were around him in the temple in Solomon's colonnade area, he's saying to them, "My sheep, listen to my voice." He said, and remember, he said to the Jews, "You're not my sheep because you don't believe me. You're not listening to me. You don't believe in me. If you listened to me and believed in me, you'd be my sheep." He says, "My sheep, listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. In fact, no one can snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. In fact, I and the Father are one. And no one is going to snatch my sheep out of my hands." So we see today the believers and followers of Jesus Christ receive protection, the number one need of all sheep. The number one need of all people is protection. In the 23rd Psalm that Virginia read a little earlier, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want." David, a man after God's own heart, knew the Lord as his shepherd. And he says, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, even though there I am with death overshadowing me, ready to die, I will fear no evil." Why? "Because you are with me, and your rod and your staff, they comfort me." Even though I'm standing in the shadow of death, I'm not going to be afraid because I know you're going to protect me. The sheep need protection. They need protection from the wolves and coyotes. They need protection from neighbors' dogs that try and come through the fence to chase the sheep around. Sheep are helpless. They cannot defend themselves. And they need protection. In the same way, we as human beings need that protection. If I were to ask you folks, each one of you this morning, to give a testimony of some time in your life when something tragic happened and you got through it, and you say, "I don't know how I got through that." I do. You got through it because the Good Shepherd was protecting you. He didn't wait until that automobile crash to say, "Okay, now I'm going to take care of you." He was there during that crash, protecting you. Even if the valley of the shadow, in the valley of the shadow of death, he was there protecting you. When you had that case where that big financial bill came in the mail, "I don't know how I ever got through that, but I did. It got paid because he protected you." You got extremely sick, and then you got well and said, "I don't know how I ever got through that, but you did because he protected you." The number one thing we as human beings need is protection physically and spiritually, because the Bible tells us Satan is like a roaring lion waiting to devour someone. Out of nowhere comes this problem in life that tries to destroy us. And Satan's there ready when the situation comes into our lives that we're struggling and we're afraid and we're running for our lives. Satan's there ready to say, "Yeah, where's your God now? He's not taking care of you, or he would not have let this happen to you." I want to tell you folks, God allows those things to happen to us so that we are reminded that we cannot protect ourselves, but he can protect us. So that we're reminded to run to him, not run for our lives out into the thickets and out into the pasture where we're wide open and susceptible to devastation. Jesus describes his sheep. He says, "I know them, I give them eternal life. I know my sheep, and I give them eternal life." He describes them in saying, "They listen to me, they follow me, and they receive eternal life." But I want you to notice how reciprocal this is here. My sheep listen to my voice and I know them. They follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. They receive eternal life and they receive protection. It's a back and forth reciprocal relationship between the good shepherd and his sheep. His sheep know that their only hope in life is to run to the good shepherd every time fear comes into our lives and Satan seeks to destroy us. Ephesians tells us we're not fighting against flesh and blood. We're fighting against the evil powers. What happens? Something devastating happens in your life, and right away you're questioning God. Right away you're angry. Right away you're afraid. And what do? We want to run. Unlike other flocks who follow other shepherds, Jesus says, my sheep follow me. They listen to me. I know their voice. They know my voice. We know each other. We have a relationship. And they have protection. No one can snatch them out of my hand. I want to ask you this morning, what is your hope in life and death? What is your hope in life and death? Is it money? Is it exercise and good health? Is it eating healthy food? Is it that high position? Some people rely on drugs and alcohol for their hope and their protection. But you see, folks, these things of our earth never saved anyone. They never saved anyone. In fact, Jesus said, I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. Nothing in this world can protect us like Jesus can protect us. The Psalms tell us He is an ever-present help in times of trouble. We say, why does He allow these things to happen to us? To help us grow stronger as sheep. To help us get to know Him better. Because He feels maybe we've wandered a little bit. But folks, we are human beings. We live in a world in which Satan is here and there and everywhere trying to destroy us. Things are going to happen to us. We're human beings. We're susceptible to disease. We're susceptible to death. But in those situations, Jesus is an ever-present help and our good shepherd and our protector. Jesus said to John in Revelation, I'm the first and the last. In other words, I've been there since the beginning. I'm going to be there in the end. I was dead, but now, behold, I'm alive forevermore. And I hold the keys of death and Hades. We say, well, what do I need protection from? Folks, we all need protection. In every avenue, every facet of life, we need protection. Because devour is Satan's goal in our lives. Devour the sheep of the good shepherd. And devour he will. At the least expected time, he comes out of nowhere like a lion and tries to scatter the sheep. I want to ask you, are you going to take matters in your own hands? Or are you going to trust the shepherd? Jesus said in verse 28, no one can snatch a sheep. No one can snatch them. You see, he takes us into his fold, into the safety, and he protects us where no one can enter. Thieves and robbers can't enter, and he's the only one that has the key to you and I's life, to our protection. He's the only one that has the key. David said in Psalm 23, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. What does that mean? The word rod in the Hebrew means stick. It's shebet, and it's the stick for fighting or the stick for ruling that a ruler would carry or a shepherd would use to fight off the wolves. The staff, however, in Hebrew is mishenah, which means a support, which means a substance like concrete, a support like concrete. So when David says, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me, I'm not going to be afraid because your rod and your staff, they comfort me. What he's saying is, your fighting tool, your weapon, and your support for me, your rod and your staff, comfort me. Not only is Jesus fighting for us, He's comforting us, supporting us. He fights off and He protects. And that's our number one need as a sheep, His protection. Because without His protection, we're just running around like a bunch of wild sheep. You know, folks, a lot of people say sheep are dumb, but sheep are not dumb. Sheep are smart. I had a local shepherdess talk to me about this week. Sheep are not dumb, they're smart. In fact, I heard a story about a ram, a particular ram, who knew that the gate to the fenced-in area sat down over pins or bolts and knew that he could get his head in that gate and lift that gate up and move that gate and get out. Sheep are not dumb. They're stubborn. Any of us here this morning not stubborn? They're needy. Any of us here not needy? But the number one need is protection. Because without protection, the enemy's coming into our lives and he's going to devour us. And Jesus says, those who don't believe me and don't listen to me, they're not my sheep. My sheep are those who listen to me, who hear my voice. They listen to my voice. I know them. They follow me. I give them eternal life. They'll never perish. And no one can snatch them out of my hand. To put it bluntly, my sheep are mine. Let's pray.